Taiwan Special, episode 3 for the week. See, yesterday I talked about the wall. By the way, as a software developer, this week I'm wearing my Ink as a Verb shirt because I've been doing software developing, and I'm actually going to get into doing some more good quality TV stuff. I'm going to be making some video training series, and I'm very, very much looking forward to this. Taiwan. Before I get to Taiwan, that's what it was. WordPress had another update this week. Did you know that? I mean, originally it was update to WordPress 5.0. Do it now. You've got to do it now. Now. That's what the software tells you. And you log in. Do it now. Update right now. And then like the next day it was 5.0.1. Because 5.0 was destroying things and causing the apocalypse. You know, the 5.0 was no problems, right? Because I was supposed to do it now, right? Yeah, well, it was causing the apocalypse, so they had to push out these updates to get it to 5.0.1 right away. I'm like, yeah, right, this is not the end so soon. It turned into 5.0.2. And then soon after that, it turned into 5.0.3. And then it was 5.3 for a while, and I finally said, okay, I think they dealt with enough of their problems. I updated to 5.0.3, no problem. Well, now it's 5.1. I'm not going to update to WordPress 5.1. No way. I'm going to wait until it's 5.1.6 or, you know, whatever. Until they get the bugs worked out of the bugs, and the bugs worked out of that, then I'll fix it. But what is it with these great big updates that's so important that I have to update? Stop harassing me about it, WordPress. Work out your bugs. Get a stable release that's had no updates for a month because it's so awesome, and then ask me to update to that. Stop harassing me and using my website as your guinea pig so that when my website crashes that you learn about the problems that you guys chose not to solve. Okay, that's the opinion of a guy that's doing web and software from Taiwan. The elephant in the living room, China is, I mean, we're looking at China attacking. This is getting to be a serious thing. I'm tired. Trump is supposed to be meeting with Xi Jinping, because their trade talks are great. They're the best. And then they're wonderful. And then they've never had any trade talks as great. They made trade talks great again. And so that happened. And so now Trump's going to meet with Xi Jinping. Okay. I think Trump bringing Xi Jinping to Mar-a-Lago, I think that's a smart idea. I don't know if we're actually going to get a trade deal out of this. People are pessimistic. One of the big issues is aggression against Taiwan. And I call me paranoid, but I feel like we've only got a matter of months, if that, before a war breaks out with China and Taiwan and the U.S. gets involved and hammers China. Now, with Trump meeting with Kim Jong-un and the U.S. and Korea getting closer, with Trump pulling his troops out of Syria and Afghanistan and stuff, Russia and North Korea do not have any reason to help China if China has a war with the United States. They have no motive. China would be on their own. Vietnam's always hated China because Vietnam's known that China's always a bully. So I, you know, the experts say that China's biding their time. I think the U.S. is biding their time. So we are looking at a serious imminent invasion here with Taiwan. People ask me, Jesse, why are you there in Taiwan? I'm like, I came to Taiwan because I wanted to understand people. And I've got friends here in Taiwan. I don't want to leave my friends. Run home, miss the excitement. The bombing over London, the Blitzkrieg, it was supposed to scare the British. The Londoners, most of them didn't die. By far, very few died, respectively. Value on human life. Statistically, out of 8 million people, like, quote-unquote, only 40,000 died or something like that. The remaining 8 million thought of themselves as Superman. So the bombing raid from Germany against London during World War II was thought to be something that would scare the British, and it actually backfired and had the reverse effect, actually emboldened the British, because they didn't kill that many people. Okay, I'm trying to be respectful of human life, but I'm talking statistically. So by far, this vast majority of people survived, and they thought that they got a survivor hero complex and thought that they were incredibly awesome and invincible. Well, that made it difficult for Germany to crush the spirits of the British. They'd actually embolden the spirits of the British. So we could be looking at something like that with Taiwan here. So, I mean, a lot's happened. Taiwan's president did an interview on CNN and warned the world about how dangerous China is. The EU unanimously gave this praise and support to Taiwan, asking Taiwan to be in, to participate in international bodies where it would be helpful. We're talking World Health Organization, United Nations. And they condemned China for having military activity in the Taiwan Strait. So there's a lot of pro-Taiwan stuff going on. But Xi Jinping and China can't back down because they've been lying to their people. The Chinese people actually believe that Taiwan is an active province of China. And you can go there just like you can go to Hawaii or Puerto Rico. And it's not true. But that's what China's been leading their people to believe. So if China doesn't invade Taiwan and keep the lie going, then people aren't going to trust their government. So China's government's in a tight spot. The whole world is against China, but China has to attack in order to save face at home. And it's like, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, all that. Okay. A Chinese attack on Taiwan is a reasonable concern. Now, I've been asking God what he thinks about this. I've been praying. Ask God, God, what do you think about this? What about this coming war? What's going to happen? What are we going to do? What? And you know the answer I keep getting? Nothing. Jesse, focus on your software development. Jesse. Are you done with that that Linux teaching thing yet? Jesse, you done with your English curriculum? Jesse, how are your business negotiating? Don't you have a friend that wants to do business with you and trade? You need to get the t-shirts going. Jess, you've got more t-shirts to sell to people. That's what I hear from God. Work, live my life, progress, help people, do businesses and teaching programs that are going to help people make money. That's what he keeps telling me. God is not worried and concerned about this brewing conflict between Taiwan and China. He's not worried about it. And I tell you, that doesn't mean that the conflict isn't going to happen. It means that if it does happen, it's not going to interfere with God's greater agenda. See, God also has a plan. God also has stuff that he's up to. God, the devil's not the only one that's up to stuff. God's up to stuff also. And I'm much more concerned about whatever God's concerned about. And I'll see you next week.